Thank you for calling Bank of Carter. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Working. I just saw you call. I haven't had enough time to send the papers, and I'm like, I've been working. You know, it's time to do the CI rating.
Uh-huh.
And I've been having a lot of work.
Okay.
My question is, how much do I qualify for my with my credit?
I don't know, because I haven't had a chance to take a look at your credit. We would need to get the paperwork in, and then as soon as I get that, then I can run your credit, and then we can kind of have a better idea of what we could make available for your business, if that makes sense.
Oh, without putting my house or any property.
What's that?
Without putting any house or property.
Yeah, so we need the application from you for me to run your credit, because at the bottom of it there's need a signature, and when you sign that gives permission for me to run your credit. And also on your application there's your social security number and the home address is what is needed to run credit. So I can't even do that until we receive your application.
Okay. Yeah, because I was talking with Chase right now, and so they want me to do something for $300,000, but they don't have anything. And I'm like, well, I'm talking with him, so I'm gonna give him a call and stuff like that. And
yeah,
so that
yeah,
way,
of course.
You know, I don't put the house or anything.
Right. You know? you wanna see what's out there for you. So see what the best option is for you. You know.
Yeah. But, because they sent me the card and all the stuff. I mean, and I don't know how they check my credit, but, you know, they sent me a card and they just, you know, I called and I was like, I mean, is that easy? And they say, yes, I mean, we can do it like in an hour. I was like, really?
Wow.
And, yeah, she told me like 350, but, you know, it's just, you know, too much percentage. Yeah. And I don't want to get into that. Yeah.
Did they give you a rate as well?
The good thing within is if you spend like $3,000, they return you $600. If you spend like $5,000 in 1 month, or like $20,000, they return you like $3,000 and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, well, that sounds interesting, but, you know, it's just, you
it
know.
It does sound interesting. I've never actually heard of anything like that, to be honest with you.
I have like eight cars of them, like one for personal, four for personal, and three business. I'm like,
gotcha.
Okay, so, yeah, and I was talking to my wife. I was like, I'm going to call, see what he says, and.
Yeah. Well, how about this? You know, if you get the paperwork into us, I can have some feedback for you in 24 hours to see, you know, if we would be a good fit for you. You know, and if we're not, you know, at least we tried, and you know, you have a peace of mind that, you know, there are other options out there for you. But before you get too deep into, you know, getting these credit cards with Chase, you know, just take a couple of days to see what we could do for you.
Yeah, but the thing is that I want to know how much you guys charge, and you guys don't know. I mean, because this one, it says what I'm there, and once you sign it, I mean, like, you know, automatically, you know, they just charge like 2%, 4%.
Right, okay.
Things. Yeah.
So if you, we're going to do an uncollateralized loan, meaning that there's, you know, nothing behind it, then our rates start at right around 10%, because it's very risky on our end, because we're giving people money without anything in return, basically. So
yeah.
It's going to start at right around 10% there. If you wanted to do collateralized, you know, it starts at right around 4% and can go up from there. Obviously, it's lower because there's some collateral involved. In case, you know, God forbid, you're not able to make its payments, then there's something there to kind of help recuperate that. So if that makes sense to you. So that's kind of where the rates start. But I wouldn't want to just throw a number out there to you and say this is going to be your rate and it be incorrect without having, you know, me not looking at any of the information that we have from you. I just want to be as honest and upfront with you as possible, and not, just give you false information just to get your business.
That's what I've been thinking, because everybody say, well, don't put your house, you have a good credit, and they sending you like a lot of credit cards. So I mean, why don't you go with Chase some other banks that they're not from here, but
right.
I'm like, well, I don't know, it's just I want it. Be able to have the money, to get them out. And Chase, they give like up to $100,000, and you pay them back whatever you want, however you want. It's just,
really?
Wow. Like they charge you like 5%, and plus they give you the money that is in there if you purchase like material. Mm-hmm. Like electronic stuff and things like that.
So they want to give you like a line of credit then, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
It does sound like a good option for you. And what kind of rate were they going to give you for that line of credit? Do you know by chance?
Let me see. I'll write it down. It's 5% cash up to $100,000, and 2% on
credit card
combined purchase in each, and 1% cash back on limits. I mean, that's what it says. Yeah, 5% cash back, and they charge 4%. So they're okay. There. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like, I said to my wife, I was like,
It's not bad, to be honest with you. That's not a bad offer at all.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's just a matter if you want to, which route you want to go as far as, bringing on the money. It sounds like there's some options there for you. And again, it would take about 24 hours to see what kind of options we could have for you as well. If it doesn't work out, then, we try it at least. And then you do have, Chase and those other banks out there that want your business as well.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't like to waste my time
right.
Because I did that before with the bank, and everything was, ready.
Mm-hmm.
And just one thing, I don't know what was it, and after 2 months, they say, we never to get any money. I say, well, forget it, and I change the bank to another one, and it's just like that. I mean, why I'm going to waste time, and if I want it, I want it. If I want to get that. I have a lot of collateral. I mean, like mm-hmm. my wife says, I mean, you have a lot. I mean, 13 acres, But one thing, that's why I don't want to put the house, because I got three houses in the land.
On
one
the property?
On the land,
yeah,
the property. So if I put one property, I'm going to cut the land. And I'm gonna just leave the land. So that's why, it's nothing's gonna happen. And sometimes, like companies, they they offer you that much money, and they sell
your debt, basically. Yeah.
To somebody else.
Yeah.
And they charge you more.
Because
I have a friend, he's been he bought a house like 15 years ago, and he just paid like he's interested right now. I'm like, what? He's like,
yeah. So I mean, that is definitely scary to do, in those situations. And God forbid something happens with the business, and then next thing you know, they're coming after your property and your home, and that's people don't want to deal with that stuff. That's scary stuff to do. So I understand completely that you wouldn't want to, put up any of the property or anything. Is the property paid for in full? Are you still making payments on it, or do you own it outright?
Oh, the Alma properties, they're paid for.
Oh, they're paid for. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. All right.
They're all
well,
paid for.
Well, again, it's just it's a matter of, you know, what you want to do and what's going to make the best sense for you, because at the end of the day, you know, this is all going on your business, and, you know, I know that you want to make the best decision possible that's not going to be expensive for you and actually cause a burden on your business as well. So yeah.
How much, say, if I want to get like 250, you know, how much, well, like you say, it all depends. Like, because I would get like $50,000 to do more apartment,
mm-hmm.
and I will, you know, get some money for my business and stuff. But I will have some money in there in case I need it.
Right.
You know, cause, I mean, it's not that I need it. I just want, you know, I'm not like those person that you just have business and four houses and apartments. And it's stuck there. No, I want to get some more. I want to grow up.
Ah, okay. So let me ask you this. If we were to put $250,000 into your account, what kind of return could you get on that, if that makes sense? You know, how? What kind of a return on your investment do you think you could get from that?
Like, what kind of return on investment? Like,
yeah.
Like a payment?
No, say... you know, you put $250,000 into the business. What kind of return mm-hmm. do you think you could get with that? You know, to help your business grow,
well,
how much more money do you think that would help generate the business for the business?
I mean, honestly, don't need that much. I want some money because I want to do some more apartments. My business is still working, still running.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still running, you know, even I lost big jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, still getting small jobs because, you know, I get the money from
the rent,
the money
from
that I have. Yeah, the rent and I put the money and I return it back and stuff like mm-hmm. that. It goes like that. So, but
so
I'm never going to grow up if I don't have like that much money in there.
That makes sense. I understand. So let's say you picked up that purchased the apartment complex, and then, you know, how many apartments are in that complex that you're looking at?
Well, they're gonna be small. I just want to do 10. Apartments. Yeah.
And then
I'm
how much?
Still
would,
with 10 more.
And then how much would you charge? How much is rent a month?
The rent is like $550, and that's what I charge for one bedroom.
Okay, so it's $55. So basically, you would get $5,500 each month just for rent from
yeah.
those 10 places.
Yep.
Nice.
For those 10 places, and plus the other one, the other 10 that I have, and stuff like that. But I wish I can have make some more, like. You know, 20-30, you
right.
know, but I don't want to do the whole thing in one time. And you know, I want to be able, like I've been doing, like rent it and, you know, get the money back and do some more, like rotate the money.
So slowly, you just want to slowly kind of build that up. It sounds like.
Yeah.
So
this time I want to do. Huh.
Oh, I was going to say, with those 10 apartments then, so you could generate, you know, upwards of about 60 to 62,000 a month, you know, just by picking up those new apartment complexes, right?
Yeah.
So, shoot, that's a great return. And then, you know, if we were to be able to get you that $250,000, you would have that paid off in 2 years. And after that, you're just clear and free, you know, 60 grand a year just off of those apartments. So, you know, 5 years down the road, you know, you're looking at a big return on the initial investment.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And yeah, I know, and that's what I'm doing, and that's why I'm doing it, and I keep thinking like, you know, it's just, you know, that's why I was asking you, and somebody was calling me, they offered me money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, somehow they know, but. But they offer me money, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do this performance. And they offer me some money. I'm like, no, I'm talking to somebody. And I think I told you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you that I was talking to somebody. And they say, well, that's good. I mean, you have, right now I get like $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Plus my job, the money from my job.
Right.
And every month. So if I do like 10 or 20 apartments, that'd be like,
Shoot, that'd be about $10,000 a month just from the rent from those apartments. So you're looking at about $120,000 just in rent alone. I mean, that's great return, each year.
Yeah. So that's what I want to do.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Just kind of like, if you can get those couple pieces of information that we need in, I can, let you know, like I said, in like 24 hours, if we would be a good fit to in what you're looking to do. And if we're not, I know that there's other options out there for you, but would love an opportunity to see what we could do for you.
Well, I can get approved, because this,
mm-hmm.
I got a bunch of cards right here in front of me, like credit cards.
Yeah.
They've been sending to me, and they're up to $300,000, just some for me and some for my business, but I don't want to get into that, the thing, I don't want to put the house, any other houses, because I know I can pay the money anytime.
Right.
Because apartments, like right now I have some people looking for apartments, and I'm like, that gives me, more motivation, because honestly, they came and there's like three, four people, single people that they're looking for apartments, and I'm like, I don't have any more.
Hello?
No.
You still there? Hello? Hey, you still there? Hello?